The historically low approval ratings of the two major presidential candidates have led some Tennesseans to look for alternatives. Minor political parties say they're now seeing extra interest in their candidates, although they still face major hurdles. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
This election has made Laura Troop of Brentwood question something fundamental, a way she thought about herself since she was a kid.
I've been a Republican my whole life.
But she couldn't get behind Donald Trump. So when he became the frontrunner, she took an online political survey that matched her with Gary Johnson, presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. Now, Troop is an unabashed Johnson fan. She's even converted a few friends, she says.
Some people are thrilled and they're excited to find that there is a third party candidate that has a chance this year.
It's true that Johnson is faring better than the last time he ran in 2012. That year, he won just 1% of the popular vote, and even less in Tennessee. This summer, he's polling between 6 and 10% nationally. But it's still a slim chance. In one USA Today poll, half of voters said they'd never even heard of him.
It's a tough road to hoe, but We're definitely doing our best to get there.
Don Janes is with the Tennessee Libertarian Party. He says one thing that would help them is if the state listed Johnson as a libertarian on the ballot rather than as an independent. But none of the third parties in Tennessee have been able to collect the thousands of signatures needed to do that. In fact, the Green Party and Constitution Party are both suing the state to try to get on the ballot. The hope, if their party names are listed, more disillusioned voters might turn their way come November. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.